many, I've driven over the crest of a hill many a times in my travels and seen the lights of some small little town, some tiny little village of maybe, you know, tiny by our standards, you know, 1,500, 2,000, 3,000 people. And I've wept over it and said, God, are these people ever going to get a chance to hear the gospel? Is anybody, you know, there's no church there. There's nobody there's nobody going to do any soul winning there. And, you know, Jesus looked at the city and he's not seeing buildings. He's not weeping about a building falling over to the ground. He doesn't care about buildings. I wasn't weeping over city lights, my friend. I looked at those lights and I realized that every light was a person. Every door we knock, you say, don't you get tired of, you know, preaching the same message over and over again for, you know, 14 years of soul winning? But I'll tell you this, every person you give it to is a new person. And it's a real soul. It's a real human being. And you know what? I mean, I honestly, you know, when I'm talking to these people, you know, I love that person. You know, I mean, don't you feel that way? You love that person. You want them to be saved. And it's sad when they don't get saved. You know, when they don't want to hear it, you walk away sorrowful. Because you just wish that you'd have the chance to tell them because you love people. And that's how Jesus was. I mean, he's not this cold-hearted Calvinist God up in heaven just doesn't care, damns everybody to hell, doesn't even care. It's all part of his, it makes him happy. It's all part of his will. Yeah, someday he'll rejoice over it, you know, once he's given them a bunch of chances and they just keep rejecting him. But let me tell you this, though. You know what? He does care. He does love the lost. You know, and the Calvinists will teach he only loves the elect. That's not true. Yes, he loves the saved. Yes, he loves the children of God. Yes, he loves the elect. But he also loved the lost. And he wept over the lost. And he prayed for the lost. And he wanted the lost to be saved. And when he knew that they weren't going to be saved, and he knew that they weren't going to listen, he wept about it. And he was sad about it. And he felt bad about it in this passage in Luke 19. He sorrowed and wept over the lost. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever wept over the lost? They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. It says in verse 6, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Let me ask you this. Is there any doubt that the one who weeps over lost souls and brings the precious seed of God's word will come back rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him? Is there any doubt about it? There's no doubt. He said he will doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You say soul winning doesn't work. Soul winning always works. It works when there's a tear in the eye and a Bible in the hand. It must work. He didn't say you're going to come back 5 minutes later bringing your sheaves with you. But you know what? You will come again with rejoicing. If not today, then tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, the day after that. But you will come again rejoicing bringing your sheaves with you. Don't tell me soul winning doesn't work either. If soul winning doesn't work, then the Bible's not true. If soul winning doesn't work, then the gospel's lost its power. If soul winning doesn't work, then the word of God is no longer the precious seed. And if soul winning doesn't work, then you don't have a tear in your eye, you don't love people, and you don't care about the lost.